Welcome everyone to episode 48 of 1 Hour, One Decision, 1H1D. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, do you want to talk or fight the monsters?
Well, I think we need to talk about it.
That's right. We are going to talk about it as we have played Undertale by Toby Fox, which I'm assuming is just one guy.
Yes.
Could
be multiple persons. We don't know. We don't know what a Toby Fox is.
There could be multiple Toby Foxes.
Could be a den of wolves.
Well, foxes.
Hey, that, yeah.
So this game came out back in September of 2015. So way back, 7 years.
Yeah. I remember hearing about it a long time ago.
Yeah. This was a pretty popular game. I play this on the PC and, well done, Toby Fox. 125.52 megabytes on the PC, Tom.
Wow. I'm shocked. Somehow it balloons up to 275.5 megabytes on the Xbox.
Oh, it's Toby.
Like double.
What are you doing?
That might not be Toby's fault. Who knows?
That's true. It could be Xbox just trying to fill up some space for some reason. I don't know. What kind of game is this?
I put old school 8-bit RPG.
Very similar. I put 2D retro style RPG. I mean, if you've ever played this or seen this, you can immediately see why. Like, you can immediately see why this game was only 125 megabytes on the PC and 275 megabytes on the Xbox. There's not much going on. I'll tell you that much in the art style or whatnot. But what's the game loop?
In fairness, Chris.
Yes.
An NES game takes up a whole lot less than 275 megabytes.
You know what? That's true, too. Because there are... Yeah, I was going to say, what about the music? But no, I mean, NES games have music, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, game loop.
Yeah.
I have resolve encounters with monsters to solve puzzles and advance the plot.
That's a good way of putting it. I put traverse through the world and fight, talk, flee from monsters. I totally forgot. I don't know why. Maybe because I wanted to block it out of my memory about the puzzles in this game. So yeah, that's the game loop there. Shall we get into what we like?
Yeah, ahead. I was going to say, why don't you take the lead on likes here?
Sure. I did appreciate the art style a bit, even though we have seen these kind of games here and there. Because I feel like a lot of the art style or the games that we've played that are kind of going for that retro look get to about like the SNES or Genesis level of detail, where this is like, I would say it's closer to Nintendo or even going back even further to like the way the art style is or the limitations of the game are. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. I like the option of when you're fighting, which again, this is like a turn-based RPG. When you are in an encounter, you don't have to kill your monsters.
Yeah.
You don't have to kill your enemy. You can talk your way out of a situation, which is very cool. Very cool. I appreciated that. I feel like there should be a lot more games that do that.
I agree with you. It is one of my little bullets as well.
Yeah.
Solving puzzles, you know, by avoiding combat, which, you know, if you play tabletop RPGs is like can be a staple of how you approach the game world.
Sure.
But it's not really an option, generally speaking, in an RPG. Usually you're confronted with an enemy and you have to fight them. Like,
yeah,
you can go through a couple of different dialogue trees, but ultimately you're, you know, guns swords come out, whatever.
Right. Say. Which is why, and we talked about this when we played Mass Effect Andromeda, but I think that first encounter with the aliens, you know, where they have this person hostage. I was like, oh, cool. I can potentially just talk my way out of this and be like, look, man, don't touch him. We're friendlies. And you're able to stow your gun away. Stow your gun away, show them that you're harmless. But it wasn't the case. You still had to, you know, put a few bullets in them. Or actually, in that game, it was like several thousand bullets. But
all of the bullets.
All the bullets. So, so I really appreciated that. I like the humor in the game.
Yeah.
It didn't take itself, again, another game that didn't take itself seriously. I mean, I feel like that's a recurring theme for me. I like humor in my games. I don't really like sadness in my games. So, which is why a lot of games I will not even try, Last of Us, because of the kind of heavy material that they talk about.
Sure.
But, you know, it is what it is. What about you, Tom? What did you like?
Okay. So I immediately, upon turning on the game, it gave like the simplest instruction box.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, game, I'm with you. I'm on board. It's like, these are your three buttons. This is what they do. Okay, go. Right. Like, right. You know, I was like, all right, I can get behind this. You know, yep. The complete opposite of a game we very recently played Nier, where there were like a bazillion controls and the game didn't really, I mean, that game did take time to kind of try to walk you through what they did.
Yeah.
But still, it was like you were being inundated with stuff. This was the complete polar opposite of that. Yeah. I liked the comedy as well, the comedy of talking to your enemies, mm-hmm. and the both literal and figurative handholding that was happening in the early
yes.
game.
Yes, that's right. With Toriel, right?
Yes, where yeah. the character, you know, this NPC character literally grabs your character's hand and walks you through parts of the game. And I was like, ah, I see what you're doing there.
Yep. I did, what was your thought when she showed up after that encounter with the flower? Flowey the flower, by the way.
Yes. I was like, I think this person's a bad person.
Right. That's exactly what I thought. Because it's like, because the whole thing, how they set up the whole story was there was a battle between humans and monsters. And, you know, the first, like, oh, this, you thought that this thing was friendly. The little flower, and then that was a little creepy, by the way.
Oh,
when
yeah.
it made that change that face, I was like, oh my god. And the little laugh, like, oof, gave me a little bit of a chill. But but then yeah, she's yet another monster. I'm like, how do I trust this person? Why do I want to do what she tells me to do? But you know, the game is what it is, very limited in its 8-bit style. What else did you want to bring up here? I see that you talked about the ghost fight.
Oh yeah. So like, there was a point at which I was like, I wonder if I could get through this by actual, because I was playing a good guy and I was talking my way through it because I was like, this is novel and different.
Right.
And I was like, well, what if I want to be a bad guy? What if I want to kill some of these things?
Yeah.
And so like I killed a ghost and I lost one hit point for it.
Yes.
I was like, what? Like, oh no, not one hit point. I think I lost XP.
You lost XP. And it was funny because the ghost is like, you can't kill a ghost, by the way. I just kind of pretended my way through it because I don't think there's any other way to get around him, right? You had to fight him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Unless someone out there knows of another way to get around the ghost, but that's how it was for, at least for both of us. Yeah. But yeah, I was in the same boat as you. I did try to talk my way through pretty much all my encounters, or I fleed.
Yeah.
I ran away. So I wasn't gaining any XP, but I got a lot of gold, I think, by the end of end of my run. I didn't check, but
Perpetually zero XP gained and then some amount of gold. And I was like, all right, well, I'm getting somewhere. I hope the XP doesn't really matter. And then I lost one for killing somebody. I was like, now my number is straight up negative because I haven't gained any from anything else.
Yep. I see you brought up the rocks thing. I like the callback that they did to that because it was like, because if you read the signs as you were going through, they said three out of four rocks will allow you to move them.
Yep.
And then you get to a place where you get to that fourth rock and he's like, I'm not moving for you. Why do I want to move for you? I was like, what?
Hey, what's going on here?
Yeah. But it was... it was pretty funny. I'll give him that. Well done, Toby. Or Toby's. Who knows what they are. But anything else you want to bring up?
Pros, I did enjoy how some of the different enemies behaved, both in the like dialogue trees, but also in like the bullet hell section that you do for defense.
Right.
Like when the monster attacks you, you have to kind of just use a little cursor and like dodge all these attacks that they send at you.
Yep.
And each of those is different based on the enemy type that you're facing. So I was like, oh, okay. Keep it fresh,
right,
you know?
Right. And they can even have their own like multiple versions of their attacks too.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like the carrots will drop things that you can eat and heal yourself.
Yeah. What else was there? There was the, and there was very various ways of how to like talk to them. You can flirt with them. You can threaten them. And sometimes you can console them, and then they just run away, which is great. Yeah. So that's I think we got a good amount of likes there. Let's talk about the dislikes, Tom. What didn't you like about this game?
Dying and losing all my progress repeatedly.
So, where did you die? That's what I'm curious about. That.
Well, you can go on our Twitch and you can watch that replay. Or for the people watching this, they'll see it.
That's true too.
When they get to that part of the YouTube video. But basically, I was struggling with the section, and because the save point system is archaic, mm-hmm. And there's no real way, like you have to go to a save point and back it up, kind of the same like old school Resident Evil or something. Yep. And so if you die, you lose all of your progress, you know, after that point, and you get sent back, and then you got to do it all again.
Yeah.
Now, this allowed me to experiment a little bit, but I was getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The story was just kind of strange. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I guess, like, you are a kid that just fell into a hole, right? And then this hole is just full of monsters?
Yeah.
You're trying to get your way home?
I think you might be dead, but I guess, who knows?
That's a fair point.
It's called Undertale, right? Because you're underground, but is it underground or the underworld? I've got doubts.
Dang it. You cracked open the case. You only play an hour of it, Tom. Well done. I thought the control, I was playing on mouse and keyboard, and the only controls I could use were the arrow keys.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't use WASD or whatever. So it was kind of awkward to play in that fashion.
Sure.
But, I wasn't a fan of that. And since I was playing on the computer, the game starts off in 640 by 480. So it was this tiny little window. Again, if you read properly, you can see that if you press the F4 key, they blow it up into full screen. But, I was messing with that for a tiny bit. I was like, what's going on? Why is this not working? And I was like, oh, F4, got it. Full screen. Yeah. What about you, Tommy? So you had to lose, you had the dying progress stuff, but you didn't seem to like the art style.
No, I didn't.
That's surprising.
Is it though? Like,
I mean, I feel like you appreciate some of the retro games. You play a lot of retro games.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. It's so retro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you touched on it. It definitely looks more like an 8-bit game than a 16-bit game. And I think maybe my fondness for that kind of retro style is with the 16-bit,
mm-hmm.
where there's just enough detail that you can, you can make out all the finer points of your Mega Man, and he just doesn't look like a little blue blob.
I get that. I mean, I definitely, there was a lot of times where I was like, wow, this, even during the stream, I was like saying to myself, this is looks like someone did a pretty good job at Microsoft Paint, to do all the backgrounds of characters. Like, I feel like he probably could have done the aesthetics very quickly. So, and again, it's one programmer, one developer on this game. So, I mean, I'll give him hats off to, like, getting as far as he did with the kind of art direction,
Yeah. I mean, it's competently done. Like, it definitely, like, looks like any one of those games from that era.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. To me,
does this age well? Yeah, I guess to you, it doesn't age well.
I don't know. It just didn't resonate for me. I'm not saying that it didn't. It was trying to do something. I think it succeeded in doing that thing. I'm not on board for it, I guess, is the problem.
Okay.
I think that's a personal taste, not a fault necessarily of the game.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, no.
Go ahead. I also disliked that there was no apparent way to move faster. A lot of times in these like old school kind of games, they give you a bicycle or fast walking shoes or something like that.
Yeah.
Admittedly, we've only played this for an hour, so maybe I just didn't get to that item.
Mm-hmm.
But holy moly, like when you die and have to redo things, it's really obnoxious. Thank goodness there's a way to like kind of fast forward through the text at least.
Yes.
But I was like, I know where I'm going. I need to get there faster. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to observe this world for the 14th time. Like, I got it. I know what it's here. I know where I'm going.
But again, I feel like that's that was that part of that style of game back then too, right? There was no fast travel back in the late 80s, early 90s like that, right? I mean, you had to essentially walk through everything. Again, well, I'm looking at you, Zelda.
Even starting with the original Pokemon, you can get on a bicycle.
All right.
But that is admittedly late 90s, you know, for us here in America, which, you know, by that point, that's, you know, on a portable and we're already on the Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, in the 8-bit, I don't know if I can think of an example of a game with the run. Well, can you run as Mario? I feel like you could run as Mario.
Yeah, you can.
You just hold down the arrow and you pick up speed.
Yeah, you can, but
Sonic the Hedgehog moves really fast.
All right. That's 16-bit though.
Yeah. Fair.
All right. But anyway, the other thing I thought, it seemed like you already cracked the case, but I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, what is with this Toriel person that is like keeping me in her house and like baking me some sort of cinnamon butterscotch pie? And then there's like kids stuff that's already in here. Mm-hmm. And like, what? I was like, there's definitely something weird going on for sure. And then, like, she wouldn't let me go down to the basement. I ended my game at her eventually, like, saying, okay, fine. Like, you can go down to the basement, but she's like, all right, if you want to go down to the get back to your place, like, I'll show you how to get there or whatever it was. But she was very reluctant to do it, right? Yeah. I don't know if you got farther than that or...
No, I pretty much the same. And I got that same kind of sense of dread.
Yeah.
Especially of being in my room. The music was real creepy, kind of like dissonant. And like, I was like, something's not right here. You know, the game is telegraphing all these signs that like this person
is new. Did you sleep in the bed?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, I did the same thing. It's very weird. Very weird game. I don't know. This was an interesting game. And apparently, like you said, there's a lot of people that really enjoy this game. And there was a couple people on my playthrough that were like, oh, yeah, I love this game. It's great. There's multiple endings in this game, by the way.
Okay, that's good.
So, and apparently to beat the game takes about 10 hours, which I was surprised about. I didn't think that this game you can get 10 hours out of, but I mean, I guess you can because of the encounters. I didn't really like the fact that the encounters, that's the other thing. I hated that style of... Oh, like I literally walk two steps and oh, here's a random encounter. Oh, yeah, there's another random encounters. But I do appreciate the fact that I can flee. And I didn't have anyone that would yet. Again, I only played an hour of it, but that stopped me from like fleeing the battle.
Running away.
Yeah, like a coward. Anything else you want to bring up there, Tom, before we get to our final thoughts?
Only that, like you said, there's a lot of hype about this game. So as a consequence for me, hype is not a good thing. I don't consider hype a good thing. It stacks a deck against something for me because hype sets my expectations very high. And now you have to deliver on those very high expectations. that's just how the world works for me.
That's how Tom's world works. So let's talk about it then, Tom. What are you going to do with this game? Are you going to keep playing it or is this gone to its own fate of the Undertale underworld?
I will concede that once I got out of that annoying death loop, I started to get more invested in the game.
Yep.
But I really don't care enough to continue. I'm just not going to do it. I was like, oh, okay, now I'm getting somewhere. Do I care? Not enough.
Right. And I'll say, you know, apparently this game is good. Like you said, there's a lot of people that really enjoyed it. But I don't know. I wasn't that interested. I appreciate the humor and the little twists that they have. But I don't think I'm gonna keep playing this again. I appreciate that I got a chance to play it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think that's fair. I do like that I tried it. So now at least I know what people are talking about.
Right.
And so if people are like, man, the game is so funny, I'd be like, all right, yeah. I mean, it is kind of funny.
I'll give it that. Yeah, it is funny. Yeah.
Or like, I like the way that you know, handle encounters and that you could just talk to your enemies. I was like, yeah, okay. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. There should be more games like that, like I mentioned before. So keep that in mind, BioWare or Obsidian or whoever else is making games, RPG games, which I think they kind of did. Anyway. So that's our thoughts for this game. Let us know what you guys think about this game. Is it that amazing that we really should keep playing? Let us know in the comments on our YouTube down below, because, you know, we do that now. Comment down below on our YouTube video here. Don't forget to like and subscribe, because, you know, that'd be really appreciative. But
our core audience, Chris?
Our core audience is on the podcast. Yes, we know. And we always appreciate everyone listening, but also watching. And, you know, you can let us know your thoughts also on Twitter at TC1H1D, or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. Check us out on our lovely website by Quit the Build, quitthebuild.com/1H1D. You know, we got the awesome guys over there doing their stuff, Nick and Bruno. And we just got a streamer by Kung Fu Penguin, who's joined the team, doing his thing over there on Twitch. So, yeah, it's good stuff. And say hello in whatever fashion that you like. But we got to find out what we're playing next, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's the quintessential piece of closing material that we got to do.
Yes. So let's find out what the surprise me button has for us in store today. Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Yet another anime-looking game. Mm-hmm. This is the third in a row, not in a row because of Undertale. Haven.
Ooh.
Haven.
I remember wanting to check that out. So that works for Tom.
It is, looks like an RPG style of game, but interesting. That's going to be our next game. But
before
we do that, everyone, we are going to be doing a bracket. Yes, a bracket, people, once again. But this time, instead of 16 games, we're doubling it up. 32 games. Yes, the last 32 games that we've played, we're going to be talking about them and finding out our winner.
We will. That'll be a long episode. Probably.
Yes, we will have a special guest with us. Once we get all the details,
super secret.
Once we get the details all set up, we'll make sure to announce that on Twitter and stuff like that. But that's our episode for today. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening, watching, and dealing and sticking around for all of our banter. We really appreciate each and every one of you. So thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody.